It was one of the darkest moments in Manchester's history. People were left homeless, children orphaned, and buildings were destroyed. Susan Jones, who was Christmas shopping in Ancoats when the bombs hit the city, recalls the moment 75 years ago.
Honestly, the sky was... it was just on fire. I can see it in my mind eye now. All Portland Street was all ablaze, glass all over the place and buildings what had collapsed. I thought, well, what are they doing to my city? What have we done wrong?
Although it was an unforgettable Christmas for many, Manchester tried to keep its morale. Ian Kikuchi is a historian from the Imperial War Museum North.
I mean, there would have been a whole mix of emotions after coming through a bombing raid like that, a mix of anger, of defiance. I think in many ways, both literally and metaphorically, picking up the pieces afterwards can be quite difficult.
The museum have opened an interactive display where people can learn more about what took place at the time.
Open your eyes wide as you can. So we're just getting the new pulley ready now.
This is my first time looking into the operating theatre. I'm all gowned up, ready to witness every step into this sight-saving procedure. And right in front of me is Sylvia. She's laying on the operating theatre with a sterile sheet over her. She is awake and she's under local anaesthetic. I'm just going to have a quick word with Alon now. Alon, can you talk me through what you're doing?
We're just loading the membrane transplant into a little injector. What I'm doing now is I'm just putting it inside the front part of the patient's eye. Nowadays, we don't transplant the entire cornea because we find that that's unnecessarily invasive. We just transplant the layer of the cornea that's diseased.
It was just after 11 when the rocket carrying Tim Peake blasted off.
Ignition. Second service tower separation.
It was exciting and thrilling to see him go up to space and go into the International Space Station.
I'm scared of heights, so I don't think I'd ever go to space.
The 43-year-old's wife and two sons, 6-year-old Thomas and Oliver, who's 4, were at the Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan to see him head into the sky. He gave a thumbs up as his spacecraft completed its first booster stage. Helen McKenzie, who's head teacher here, thinks the event will inspire her pupils.
It's engaging their minds to think and reach out for things that they can make happen. That's what Tim's done for everybody today.
They've also got a link with the astronaut, exercising alongside him. Heather McRae, who works for the UK Space Agency, explains.
He's going to be exercising for 2 hours a day while he's on the space station. And it's a bit of a lonely place to be exercising. So what he wants to do is actually have the whole of the British public exercising alongside him.
He'll now spend the next 6 months carrying out dozens of experiments as he orbits 240 miles above the Earth.
Hi, Ruth. My name is Ruth. I'm your nurse.
Hello.
Would you like a cup of coffee or tea?
Yeah, I'd like black coffee.
This woman may sound healthy, but she is coming to the end of her life. 3 months ago, Ruth Ballin was told her lung cancer was terminal. At St. Joseph's Hospice in London, Ruth told me why giving the gift of sight means so much.
I'm 78. I've had a good life. I haven't got a family. I asked for a kind of thing of what to expect, and they said about 3 months. And it's just about coming up to the 3 months now. Now, when I discovered that I could donate my corneas, I was really pleased because to give somebody either sight or life, that's a lovely thing to be able to do. T103.
Today marks the 9th anniversary of one of Manchester's most notorious murders. 15-year-old Jesse James was shot dead in Moss Side in 2006. No one has ever been convicted of the schoolboy's murder. Patsy McKay is from the action group Mothers Against Violence.
I really believe that his death was like the catalyst for people getting up and looking at the situation and saying, this really isn't good.
You can listen to more on our website. Tell me a bit about this petition and what you're doing.
The petition that I'm doing is for all killers who have hidden their victim's body, that when they are sentenced, the judge says that life will mean a whole life tariff unless they reveal where their victim's bodies can be recovered from. These families shouldn't have to go through the pain that I've gone through for 28 years almost.
And how does that still make you feel nearly three decades on? Being deterred a funeral for your own daughter.
It upsets me terrible, Carly. You know, I just thought it would be a matter of months at first before he admitted to his guilt.
And come January, if the killer does get let out, how would you feel?
I honestly don't know. Families are tormented for the rest of their life. Where's the justice there?
This year's Black Friday has been more of a fizzle than a frenzy. Last year there was absolute chaos as shoppers in Manchester scrambled to bag the best bargains. But this year most stores avoided the midnight madness by opening at 5 a.m.
There was about 15 people in front of us. It was just dead easy.
Last year when we went, it was horrendous. This year we've had a chance to look around.
It seems most stores have heeded a warning from Greater Manchester Police and tightened up their security. US-owned supermarket Asda decided not to take part in the American tradition. Manchester spokesman Russell Craig doesn't think they'll miss out.
68% of people we've spoken to have said we're not looking to spend any more money this Christmas. In fact, 21% of them have said they want to spend less.
This year, so far, there are no reports of any disturbances.